Kellogg. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, November 30th, 1898. Dear brother, I received the photograph of the gospel wagon fitted up for work. Thank you for sending it to us. We would be glad to be able to prepare something of the kind here, and may be obliged to do this on a small scale. I have been much pressed with the question, what can we do here in Australia? We have just visited Queensland. I was compelled to see what could be done there. Before going to Queensland, we decided that we must not defer planting the Standard of Truth in Newcastle. Then there is a beautiful town, Maitland, that must be worked. And there are settlements all around us here in Kooranbong that have not had anything done for them. We thought we could broaden and widen our field of labor. Martinsville is a village 6 miles from Kooranbong. This is the place where we obtain our oranges and lemons. The people are all poor. Families have settled in the bush miles from the main road. 2 small houses have been built for the people to meet in for the purpose of worship. These houses are very small indeed. Some of the students from the school were given the use of one of these little buildings. They talked upon temperance and subjects which they thought would not be in opposition to the doctrines the people believed. But one man, who acts as preacher, was, like the Pharisees, envious and jealous. He saw that his talents were being thrown into the shade. Although nothing was said to create any feeling against the workers, yet this man persisted that they were gaining an influence, and that the next thing would be that the Sabbath question would be agitated. He succeeded in his purpose, and the house was closed against us. There is in Martinsville a man by the name of Pringle. He worked for some years in a Smedley's institution in Europe and acquired considerable knowledge in how to treat the sick. He is an intelligent man, and when our physicians came up from Sydney on Sundays to give lectures upon health principles from the Bible standpoint, Mr. Pringle was always in attendance. He has taken up land away in the bush, has cleared a farm, and built a cottage for his family. His home is surrounded by the most beautiful forest scenery. We became acquainted with him by visiting him to secure tomatoes, oranges, and lemons. He has a large family of children. They are not old enough to help him much, but are learning to help as they increase in years. Only a few miles from Mr. Pringle's lives a man by the name of Conley. We became acquainted with him by employing him to do the plastering on our buildings. He has a fine family. We have given both these families reading matter. These men are thoroughly disgusted with the course pursued by the one who speaks to them in the little meeting house, who refused to let our people speak in this building. With 2 or 3 other families, they get together after their day's work is done and search the scriptures in reference to the truths we advocate. They have now decided to build a little church for themselves. One will get the timber, and others will help erect the building. It will be rough and rude, but it will be a place where they can assemble to hold Sunday school and where our people can go to teach them. They are willing to hear, and we shall have to help them in this work. As yet, we have had no chance to reach the people in Martinsville. We have now decided to take my platform wagon, go to Martinsville, and hold meetings in the open air, calling on all who will to come. A large number will come out to hear what we have to say. It is astonishing what bitterness can grow in the hearts of those who will not hear the word of God upon any point that differs from their doctrines. But notwithstanding this, intelligent people are embracing the truth all around us. They are all poor, hard-working people. Mr. Heaton and his wife have embraced the truth and were baptized only a few weeks ago. They live 8 miles from Kooranbong, on the line to Newcastle. They first became interested in the truth through reading. They are intelligent people. They own their home, which is 1 or 2 miles from the railway station at Awaba. In this place, others have become interested in religious matters, and they agreed together to build a little church. I wish you could see it. It is about as large as a woodshed, yet it is a place where the people can gather for Sunday school. Brother Heaton and his wife go to this church to teach the children. Our students help to make the benches with which the house is seated, and a goods box answers for the pulpit. Last Sunday, Willie, May White, the twins, Sarah McInterfer, Miss Peck, and Brother Constant accompanied me to Awaba. We drove there in two carriages. For part of the way, the road was very bad. I spoke to a little company of about 30. A large number of them were children. We had a good meeting, but we shall have to help them fix up the church and pay for it. Brother and Sister Heaton and Brother Woods, who has recently embraced the truth, walked down last Sabbath to church. Our carriage met them halfway. The day was very hot, and Sister Heaton was taken ill and could not attend the meeting. She says it was the heat. People who will walk 8 miles for the privilege of attending meeting must have an earnest desire to hear the truth. When they let us know, we always send our team to meet them. I mention these circumstances that you may see how few advantages we have here in this country. The ministers do not visit the people, who are left as sheep without a shepherd. This is all the better for us, for they are starving for spiritual food. The people who live at Dora Creek, 3 miles from here, have no way of getting to meeting unless we send our horses and carriages for them. Meetings are held at Dora Creek in a small building, furnished with rough board seats. One of my workers, Minnie Hawkins, helps in the Sabbath school. W.C. White either speaks to the people himself or provides someone to take charge of the services. Children's meetings are also held on Sunday for the benefit of all who will attend. We feel deeply the wants of these people. Several have embraced the Sabbath and have discarded tobacco, tea, and meat. They are truly converted. We must have help from America in this field. In the past, our help has come mostly from Africa. 4 months since the word was sent me that the £1,000 loaned me must now be paid back, as the children are of age and their portion must be given them. I know not where the means is to come from unless our brethren in America help us. What to do, I know not.